to view history, let's dig into our brains instead of the earth. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shelby Putt, postdoctoral research fellow at Indiana University, discusses why learning how our ancestors used their brains can help us understand the evolutionary puzzle.
At what point in evolutionary history did our human ancestors start to think more like humans and less like apes? This is a hard question to answer without a time machine because, unlike bones, intelligence doesn't fossilize. So my team came up with a unique solution. Using a neuroimaging technique called functional near-infrared spectroscopy, we monitored brain activity in modern-day humans as they made the same types of stone tools as early humans. This let us glimpse what parts of the brain are required to make specific stone tools, both in the present and in the past. Our study's participants learned how to make simple Oldowan flake and pebble tools and Acheulean hand axes. We chose these because the transition from the Oldowan era to the Acheulean era, about 1.8 million years ago, is when our brains nearly doubled in size. It's therefore seen as a turning point in human cognitive evolution. Our study's results support this hypothesis. We discover that the older form of toolmaking activates brain areas involved in visual inspection and hand movement. It would not be a surprise to find a similar brain network activated in chimpanzees when they crack nuts with stone tools. But the more recent form of toolmaking activates a higher-order cognitive network in the brain, involved in higher-level motor planning and managing multisensory information with working memory. Interestingly, this cognitive network is the same one that lights up when a trained pianist plays the piano. While early humans probably couldn't play Mozart, our study shows that the same brain network we rely on today to complete complex tasks was likely already evolving 1.8 million years ago.
That was Shelby Putt of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.